The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I trust my husband, DJ Automatic, very much. He travels all the time. I know he's not going to be flirtatious or maybe flirty, but not dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like not crossing the line.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw a woman cross the line, Anthony, and I was so upset by it.
Yes, dude. So I'm at the airport waiting to get through TSA. And there's these two young ladies, maybe about two people in front of me. And then all of a sudden, this tall basketball looking dude looks like he was traveling to go to some basketball camp. I don't know what he was doing. He kind of looked like a professional player.
Obviously an athlete.
Yes, an athlete type. And the two girls are looking for somebody, kind of like, you know, trying to see through the crowd. And he leans over and goes, "Who y'all looking for? I could see if they're there." And instantly I was like, "Oh, way to use your height. That's what's up."
Yeah, nice guy. Love that. He's trying to help him out.
And then they describe him, this man that they're looking for. And he goes, "Oh, is he at baggage claim? He was checking in." And the girl's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, I don't think that man's going to make the flight." And then the whole conversation changed.
Wait, well, who was that man?
That was her husband.
Okay. So the man's not going to make the flight. Yep. And she's talking to this basketball player and she switched up.
Yep. Huh? And then so we swiggle through another snake around one more corner. And by the time we come back around, you know, he was smooth talking her. He was smooth talking the whole line. Honestly, we snake around one more time and they exchange Instagram handles. And when they did that, her friend even threw her a dirty look.
Like, what are you doing,
what are you
girl?
Doing?
Your husband can't even catch the flight.
So now I'm just thinking her husband misses the flight and his lady is out here talking to some basketball player. And I don't know their information. I didn't get that far into it. But hey, either way, man, he was dialed in. And I just pray that that love never finds me.
The whole idea, though, that she's obviously waiting for her husband. He's not going to make the flight. And she did that hurt my heart.
It did. It was disappointing.
Could it have been an innocent exchange of the Instagram? Or did you feel some nefarious activity?
Not his intentions.
Don't do that, Dana.
Yeah. What? Automatic? That could just be sharing.
You're trying to defend the situation. The guy, she was obviously in the wrong. The first thing she was in the wrong for was, why is she in line not, why is she not waiting for her husband? Why didn't she, if he's still trying to check his bag ins, why is she in the security line?
Yeah. Because
he
probably said, "Go ahead, honey, so you don't miss the flight." Maybe they're going somewhere, you know, where they have to be in an emergency.
Should have played better defense. Should have played better defense, dog.
And I'm not defending her, Automatic. I'm asking questions.
About to get dunked on is what's going to happen.
I'm not defending her. I'm asking Anthony questions. Yeah. Could it have been a friendly exchange?
I don't think it was friendly based off of the way her friend looked at her and just turned the other way.
Disappointed
and like, I'm not getting involved in this at all.
Don't you hate that when you're in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
And airport trysts seem to be the norm because one time, one of our friends, Automatic, and I know you know who I'm talking about, he was dropping a lady off at the car rental place.
Uh-oh.
And we saw him, and he is married. And one of our other good friends said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, she just needed a ride to the rental." Yeah, a woman's going to get into a random car. Some man we don't know because I need a ride to the rental. Sir, you left that hotel room with that lady. Do not tell me stories.
Yeah, no, you got to take a lift next time, player.
You better.
Yeah,
and Automatic, we never even said a word to his spouse, did we?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Yes, you do.
That day, whatever I saw, I have erased from my mind, and I just, it didn't happen.
Moral of the story.
What are you talking about?
Moral of the story, stay out of other people's business. How about that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sirmati has a very special message for someone listening right now. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmati, welcome and Happy New Year!
Yeah.
Happy New Year! The
Happy
first
year.
Full week of 2026. How exciting.
I'm so excited. So before we get our spiritual forecast for the week, what is that message?
So somebody listening, I do feel feminine energy when I pick up on this, and I feel like this person has been very low energy, very stressed, feeling very defeated. However, this is a very important message for you because I feel like there is this layer of discovery. You're getting to know yourself more in this, I'm going to call it the void, where you feel very isolated, very discontent, but you're getting to know yourself a lot more. And with that, you're actually connecting with the inner light, not with the things outside of you, but yet you're connecting with more of your authenticity. Honestly, I feel like you're connecting with your psychic abilities, which is really interesting what's coming through here. I feel like there is this isolation that is kind of like when the butterfly goes in the cocoon and it is reborn from the caterpillar into the butterfly. This is where I see you really emerging. And if you're wanting to connect with your psychic abilities, this is really a time for you to do that. And I want to urge you to follow that because it's going to lead you into places that you could have never imagined for yourself. I see you being able to not just connect with people, but also help others through this gift that it's emerging within you.
Do all of us have that inner light, Madi? Is there something you can reach inside of yourself and kind of realize which way you need to go, left, right, what path you need to take?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have that. But what sets people apart that actually hone that gift is their intention to do it. If you just ignore it, it will always linger there, but it will never connect with you because you're ignoring it. But if you set the intention and you finally decide, this is what I want to connect with, I want to really nurture this, then this is the thing that will emerge.
Just like anything, whatever you feed, it will grow. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week as this new year, this full week of 2026? What do we got going on?
This is not a week to hesitate. This is really a week to go on into the world and really experience something new. I got the image of the sun, and I did mention last week that this is the year 2026 ruled by the sun, but I got an image of like a person holding up the sun with their hand, kind of like there's an image in the Loteria, if you guys play Loteria, of the man holding up the world.
Yes, I'm getting
this image of like somebody holding up the sun, like the sun is yours so long as you actually call it in. Again, going back to the intentions, it's your intention to connect with that, with your joy, with your vitality. And this is a beautiful week to imagine, to believe, and to expect that the best is possible for you.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. Every time when you said that, I remember the movie Coco, when Miguel would say, seize your moment.
I love that, oh my God.
I do too, I love that movie. All right, and we love you, Sir Madi. If you would like a psychic reading, call us, 877-730-DCS1. And Madi, thank you so much for the spiritual forecast. I don't know what it is, but I feel so good about 2026. It just feels different.
Me too.
I do.
It does.
Love you so much, Mujer. Talk to you next Monday.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kim Kardashian's son is acting. Salm. You know, she has four kids with Kanye West.
They have two boys, right?
Yeah, they have two boys.
Is the other one?
Yeah, Saint, Salm. Obviously, Northwest. And Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. So, you know, she's been very open lately. She's pretty much raising the kids by herself, but that's okay because if Kanye wants to see them, she's like, he's open to see them anytime. She'll send them if he's in a good state of mind or not. You know, or he's welcome to come to their house. They're big on family. That's one thing we know for sure. But when I found out he was acting, I was like, oh, here we go again. No. This kid is the cutest. He's in the movie Angry Birds 3. Take a listen.
Hello.
Oh, your voice is so cool.
It's so cute.
It's a really cool voice, right?
Let's do it.
What?
What? That's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
He does have a great voice.
At first, I was like, it's going to be another, you know, actor just putting their kids or whatever in the forefront for no reason. That kid has a cute little voice.
Now Kanye has the second best voice in his family.
I know, right? I will tell you this.
Now he would be funny if he got up there and said, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time.
No, it would not be funny if he said that. No, he's not doing that. I love Taylor Swift, but I think Kanye was right on that. Either way, I would put my kids in the forefront if I was Kim Kardashian. People always make fun of Nepo babies. I don't care. If I could give my kid a job doing whatever, I'm doing it.
I mean, he's obviously talented and he's been gifted with a great sounding
voice. If my kid's not gifted, if I have a way to help them make money and move ahead in life, why wouldn't I? Who is faulting anybody for doing that?
What is a Nepo baby? Is that somebody
nepotism? You get the job because it's your family. So
I thought
what?
It was somebody who's still breastfed into early youth. was like, I didn't know what it was. I was like, a nepo baby. I was like, oh, they still latching on a mama, huh?
Not nipple baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nipple is like
it's
similar.
It's short for nepotism.
Oh, nepotism. So, that word.
You know, if
I've never even heard that word.
That's when you give your family member a job.
When you're giving a family member a gig because they're family, not because they're qualified.
Where I'm from, we call that a hookup.
Exactly.
Hookup. I hooked up. Like,
where I'm from, that's called you have to do this because that's your cousin, that's your sister, that's your daughter. You have to help your own. Why wouldn't you? I don't understand anybody being mad at that.
Because there's sometimes more qualified people, but obviously this kid's qualified, so good for him.
Yeah, well, the people who you know are going to get you in the door, but it's up to you to stay there, and that's what Psalm is doing.
Exactly. And like I said, if I had a chance, if I owned a multi-million dollar company and I want to give all my kids jobs, I'm doing it.
And don't act like it didn't help the movie. We weren't going to talk about Angry Birds 3 ever.
I wasn't even going to do it. I saw it and I heard his voice. I was like, oh, now we have to talk about it. I don't even know what's in theaters. I just wanted to hear his little voice.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.